He left the house and began to walk quickly towards Saint Antoine. His face was calm and serious. He looked like a man who had decided to do something. "I must show myself to the people here," he thought. "They should know that there is a man like me in the city." In Defarge's wine shop, the only customer was Jacques Three, who had been on the tribunal that had decided Darnay should die. When Carton sat down and asked for a glass of wine, Madame Defarge looked at him carelessly at first, then much more carefully. She went back to her husband and Jacques Three, who were talking. "He is very much like Evrémonde," she said softly. Defarge himself looked at Carton and said,
"Yes, but only a little."
And the three continued their conversation. Carton listened carefully, while pretending to read a newspaper.
"Madame is right," said Jacques Three. "Why should we stop at Evrémonde?"
"We must stop somewhere," said Defarge.
"Not until they are all dead. Every one of that family," said his wife.
"You're right. But think how much the doctor has suffered. Perhaps he has suffered enough."